Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Scales of Truth. I'm Tyson Harley. Well, oh boy, you're gonna stay gas? Are you gonna believe the gaslighting, Democratic voters? Are you? Are you gonna go? What? Are you serious right now? So, TLDL is that Biden steps down, and apparently they're gonna be gung ho behind Kamala. And you're going to be saying, why did you get rid of a senile idiot to put up an idiot? I thought we were trying to win this fight. Are you serious? I'm going to have to vote for this person. Yes, and because she's not an idiot, she's incredibly capable and incredibly intelligent. All right, that's a TLDL. Now let's get into it. So, you know, news yesterday, Biden is not going to run for election. Everybody's speculating briefly, and then before you know it, both Biden and Hillary are behind Kamala. Now, we had said, well, that's a weakness, and that's why they probably would want to go with somebody else. But again, because everything is identity politics, and they love that it's identity politics, why not put up the dummy? But some Democrats must know. I mean, I know the 10% of them at the highest level are still only 40th percentile as far as observational skills. I get that. But still, they must have an impulse, an instinct, a feeling that Kamala is not smart. She is not quick. I could go to the nearest law school and 75% of the women in the law school are much smarter than her. And I have ran this past females that are Democratic, and they would agree. She is not the best we have. She is not the most capable person, nor the most ready person. Not by a long shot. She cannot think on her feet. She does not have those skills. Instead, cockala. It's like cackle. It's not like poop. Cockala. Cockala. Kamala. Instead, Kamala, like, oops, wordsy, and then big wordsy combination, wordsy. I can't cackle. Not one of my skills. The wordsy, big word combination that really, once you put it together, doesn't make sense, but wordsy. cackle, cockala. She's not capable of thinking on her feet. She's not capable of thinking in context. She is a simple mind. She's not a complex mind. She is not qualified intellectually to be in the White House. Can we maybe remember that this is supposed to be the one of the best among us? It should at least be an argument. There's no argument that she's one of the best among us unless all of us got hit over the head with hammers. So I'm just curious, Democratic voters, are you gonna realize you're being gaslit, and are you gonna fall for it when you go, what the hell do you mean? Why? Or is it also gonna be that the first debate comes up, and because you weren't given permission to go WTF, once she's in the debate, and you go, that was an answer? Seriously? This is our replacement for senile Biden who can't answer debate questions? This? At that point, are you going to have another like impulse of truth and instinct? Or is it just going to be that everybody said she did great? So she must have done great. She's not going to do great. The only way she'll do great is if she's fed the answers before, and a la Biden in 2020, there's a decent likelihood that someone was in her ears. In his ears, and if therefore she has somebody in her ears, that's the only way she'll objectively do great. So it's going to be interesting. But the other thing you need to ask yourself, Democratic voters, is do you mean to, and some of you probably perfectly well do you mean to have someone in the White House that you look at and it's really not the person who's answering to the decisions or who's making the decisions. The person making the decisions is somebody else entirely. It would be, if it occurred, in reality, Obama's fourth term. I mean, I told you on the night of the debate disaster that Reed or whoever couldn't help but name drop that, oh, was talking to Obama, only person she mentioned, because former president and connections, hashtag networking, said, oh, I'm very concerned about his frailty and his weakness. But yet the next day, oh, everybody can have a bad debate. Well, guess what happened? Behind the scenes, you hear, well, you know, maybe Biden doesn't want to step down. Maybe Biden's family doesn't want him to step down. But guess what ended up happening? After George Clooney's, or rather, George Clooney listened to his buddy and got a New York Times op-ed or whatever article, or whatever newspaper or periodical it was. Barack's buddy did that. Celebrity, major donor, Democrats, major, you know, celebrity at the face of, he's the one who did the op-ed. I think he should step down. So this is what Obama wanted. Are you going to be irritated by that at all? Are you going to be totally good that the person in the White House is not the one making the decisions, and the person who's making the decisions doesn't have to stand up in front of press conferences? Here and there, when he wants to reach out for propaganda's sake, he will, to friendly people. But he's not going to have to answer on a regular basis, nor is anybody going to have to answer to him. This press secretary is not going to have to answer to Obama. Also then, you know, what about Clinton? The answer here is that Kamala is put up because both Clinton and, more directly, Obama said, hey, that's pretty cool. I don't have to answer anything, but I can still stick my hand up this person's butt and run them like a puppet. And we'll get done what we want to get done. And my name doesn't get sullied, because as the results are disastrous, which I know they'll be, because I'm not stupid. I just want the disaster. I am a communist sympathizer, and my whole history shows it. I am a career liar, and no less than my biography shows it. When my, I can almost think of his name, but the guy that, you know, he was in the 60s and the 70s, he was, you know, big into the big activist, and who ghost wrote his book. He's into the deception. Obama's into the deception. He's not for America. And now he gets to puppet another president. Are you going to be gaslit? And now that it's a different person, believe that somehow the working middle class and working poor that you think the Democratic Party represents wasn't damaged disproportionately by the last 4 years of this president and the person who really ran him, Obama? Are you going to believe your instincts finally, ever? Or at least you marginal folks? Are you just going to fall for it? No. The emperor doesn't have no brains. The emperor is entirely clothed with brains. She has brains, just not a full collection. She hasn't lost her marbles, but her collection of marbles is not a full complement. It's kind of a half jar, you know, half empty, half full, right? Are you going to believe that, oh, everybody's so energized by the youth and the brownness of Kamala? Are you going to believe that? They just keep taking you for granted. No matter how much bullshit reality they put in front of you, they keep taking you for granted. Are you going to fall for it forever, Democratic voters? Forever? Forever? Obama's jet-setting with celebrities, because that's his deal now. Biden has made untold hundreds of millions based on foreign dealings that we know he had, and we knew he had in 2020 and before that. The other puppeteer, Hillary, made tens to hundreds of millions when she used her Secretary of State position to listen to ideas that foreign powers and other powers had And for money, consider enacting things that would allow those ideas to come to pass. This is who is going to have their hands up the butt of Kamala as she cackles and acts stupid. Are you really going to fall for another 4 years of the argument not even being applicable anymore, that the Democrats have at least put up a sharp candidate? Are you going to go for year 1 through 4 was definitely not a sharp candidate. Don't even argue it. Now, year 5 through 8, also definitely not a sharp candidate. They may argue it. They may. And they'd be gaslighting you then, too. It's an interesting choice, Democrats. But the other thing interesting, too, is just how Kamala got to her position so quickly. And I don't know that the Republicans need to go there. I don't think they do, but here and there wouldn't be too bad to, you know, kind of hint at it as her inexperience and how she got elevated so quickly, that she really was just let's fill up the ticket with something more colorful, because that's what we do now, and that can be okay. But as I told you, if you go to your closest law school, I don't know, probably the classes in the range of 150 a year, maybe not as many now, 50 to 100 anyway. Find half of those are the women, and you will find 75% of people in that law school class more capable at the moment of being president than Kamala. And 99% of them are quicker on their feet. It is not that, I am saying, not in a million years, that the person is a DEI hire and that always results in not as intelligent. No, I'm saying you pick somebody for some reason without vetting them properly as to their true intellectual gifts, and you should have selected longer. You should have looked longer. But remember, Kamala, because I didn't know. I'm like, wow, she looks like she's intelligent. She looks like she has it together. And then she spoke. And when I heard her speak eventually, I went, my jaw dropped. Democratic voters, are you going to believe she's this incredible gift to the Democratic Party in this time of need? Are you going to let them take advantage of you again? Because if you do so, then you make another election viably stealable again. Because she's not beating Trump. She's not. So if you're about it, that another election is going to get stolen just so you don't have the awful 3.5 years before the COVID meltdown that Trump gave you that was not at all awful, then okay, if you say so. All right, guys. Thanks for listening to the Scales of Truth. I'm over here as well as over on Chemology 411. Please go ahead and email me there. You can also, you know, set your notifications to make sure you know when another episode comes up, and you know, do that automatic feed deal and follow me and so on and so forth. One other thing I'll say is that here and there you can find at the bottom of my descriptions, sometimes my descriptions are fairly complete, and sometimes I'll have the related episodes. But please, as I mentioned related episodes, please go, you know, have a listen for them, because I do a lot of times when I mention them have significant, you know, substance in older episodes. Now that I have well over 200 episodes up, there's definitely more to listen to back there in my archive. Okay, guys, thanks for listening.